All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Lamed Ches. Lo sha'anu omrim bazet. So remember, again, we were speaking about the concept of Hillel. I actually spoke about this yesterday on Yom Tov. The concept of Hillel, that even if they are not B'nai Nevi'im, even if we're not Nevi'im, Klal Yisrael are B'nai Nevi'im. And Hillel was speaking about the idea that embedded within every Jew is almost this element of nevuah. This element of nevuah. And again, Hillel is speaking to this concept that embedded within every person is this incredible and profound system of ruchnius, of spirituality, of holiness that's there. Lo sha'an omrim bazeh, shebenei nevi'im asher bizmani ha'nevi'im, rak yichol hamon Yisrael hayu. We're not suggesting that the B'nai Nevi'im, right, literally, again, the sons of the prophets who lived during the times of the prophets themselves, that they were Rak Yichol Amon Yisrael Hayu, that they were like regular people, Asher Kara Osam Hillel B'nai Nevi'im, V'lo Shamon B'nai Yisrael B'nai Hanavim Asher B'zman Hillel, Rak Kidoreinu Hayu, Ki Adoros Yardim B'chol Pam Yoser. So remember, again, obviously, Piyajetna says, I'm not trying to suggest that the common person today is like the common person in the times of Hillel. Generations change. And with the change of generations, people change as well. And with the change of people, ultimately, again, even the inherent kedusha that we possess changes as well. Everything changes. The generations descend. So, for example, again, so when Hillel is saying, even if Klal Yisrael are not Nevi'im, we're B'nai Nevi'im. So remember, again, Hillel's coming a generation after there was Nevuah. So ultimately, again, or a few generations, but it's closer to Nevuah. So the B'nai Nevi'im in Hillel's time are going to be of a higher standard than today. Today we have no Nevi'im. V'ach ruach ha'kodesh chadal ve'in navi ve'in chozeh. So if there's no Nevuah, and obviously, again, we're many generations removed from Nevuah, so our B'nai Nevi'im are also fundamentally different. But this is incredibly important. So what the Piyajetna is saying is like this. Even if at the end of the day, the B'nai Nevi'im of this generation is different. Remember, again, I'm going to say, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So remember, Hillel was speaking about the episode in Meseches Pesachim, as recorded in the Mishnah Pesachim, where the Mishnah Pesachim says that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the halachos of Erev Pesach, Korban Pesach, is Doche Shabbos. You shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. The Gemara records a story where one time Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and they did not know what to do. They consulted Hillel. Hillel, after all, learned from Shemaiah and Avtalion. And Hillel said, oh yeah, we learned about this, but I don't remember what the halacha is. And so Hillel tells the other rabbis, but don't worry. Just look at Klal Yisrael. Let's see what people do intuitively. Because even if we no longer have Nevi'im, all of Klal Yisrael are B'nai Nevi'im. So what Hillel essentially was saying was that intuitively, innately, we are holy. So by definition, again, we will gravitate towards the right things. I will say it's a very profound idea. I just want to point out, it's also very much different. It's very different than perhaps one, not to really get into comparative religions, but to, let's say, the Christian view of man, right? The Christian view of man is taken from a straight reading of the verse in the Torah of Ki Yetzer Leif HaAdam Ra Minu Arav, which means man is evil from his inception, right? From his beginning, man is evil. So in Christianity, very often the thought is, leave man to his own devices and he will sin. Yiddishkeit says just the opposite. Leave man to his own devices and he will do good. Because man, Klal Yisrael, at least for the Klal Yisrael, we are innately good. We are innately good. That's what it means. Even if we're not Nevi'im, we are B'nai Nevi'im. So, but what the Piyajet is just pointing out over here is that halacha lemaisa, it's different. It becomes different generation to generation. That at the end of the day, just like there's no Nevuah, and we're further away from Nevuah, so too ultimately again, the B'nai HaNaviim change as well. And even our innate Kiddusha, I'm not going to say it becomes lessened, but sometimes it becomes a bit more obscured as the generations continue forward. So it's there. If I dig down deep inside of myself, ultimately that holiness exists. Just again, sometimes it's obscured by a couple of layers or a number of layers of impurity. And the more we move away from the generations where there was prophecy, the more my status as a Ben Navi is also buried beneath layers of, as they say on the technical level, schmutz, right? The more time more generations you go from the Nevi'im, the more levels there are that obscure my B'nai Nevi'is also. U'kimo sha'achilik bein chaylet someach, etzem chiyusu asher bo, u'bein amadar lachai, diburo v'daitohi, kein achilik bein Yisrael l'stam adam, etzem ha'nevi'isi, u'bo nivdal mehem. And says the Piagetzna, from here, we come to an understanding as to what is the fundamental distinction between the Jew and the nations of the world. And the Piaget says, just like there's a difference between the Chai and Someach. Chai and Someach means something that is alive, but something ultimately, Someach literally means that flourishes or that buds. You could have things that are alive, that are Chai, but Someach means ultimately, again, you see their vitality. So a cell could be alive, right? A Chai. A flower is a tzomeach. I'm just giving, just by an example. The flower blossoms, it buds in a way, you see it come to life. Medaber l'chai, right? Ultimately, again, there are things that are alive. A flower is alive, but it's not a medaber. It doesn't speak. In other words, all of these things possess life force, but their life force is manifest in different degrees. So same way that there's a distinction between a medaber and the chai, something that is alive, something that speaks. This is the fundamental difference between Yisrael, a Jew, and the rest of humanity. What's the difference? Etzem hanevi'asi ubo nivdal mehem. The difference in the Jew is this innate nevius, is this innate sense of what the Piagetzna, what Hillel was calling prophecy. Not prophecy in the prophetic sense that I could tell the future, but prophecy ultimately, again, in an innate understanding of what the Ratzon Hashem truly is. V'chol machshavas hatovos, ritzonos, teshukos, rayonos tovim umine hislavos, af hir her tshuva, pshuta sha'olim bekerev ish Yisrael, shal b'nei hanavihin. I will say, listen to what the Piagetzna writes. You know how sometimes you all have these moments where you just have a desire to be better. You just have a desire to lift yourself up. You have good thoughts, good ritzonos, goodwill, desires, and rayonos, insights, hislavos, inspiration, hirhur tshuva, thoughts of tshuva. And I will say so many times, so much of this is just simply spontaneous. I don't even know where it comes from. It just comes from somewhere. So where does it come from? Is it important? Where does it come from? Where does that spontaneous holiness stem from? And I will say the answer is where? From my inner nevius. Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this magnificently beautiful? That at the end of the day, I possess this inner sense of kedusha, this inner holiness. You know, we spoke about this yesterday by the drasha. We rooted this back. This is the Gemara that the Malach teaches us Torah. Inside of the womb. That's where this inner nevius comes from. Right? Ultimately, again, I have this innate kedusha. I have this innate holiness. And it's there. Sometimes it's more apparent, sometimes it's more obscured. In earlier generations, it was easier to access. The further we get away from real prophecy, the more difficult it is to access. But at the end of the day, it's there. So when I experience those moments of spontaneous spirituality and holiness, know that it's coming from my inner prophecy, my inner nevius. So stop over here. We'll pick up Emeritz Hashem, top of Kuf Lametes tomorrow. Shkoyach.